question for our lovely listeners. What temperature do you keep your thermostat at in your house? 644-9850. Here's the reason why I'm asking. Had an interesting conversation with my wife last night. National Fuel sent home this, like, report. They've generated this report, a usage report, saying how energy efficient you are compared to your 100 nearest neighbors. And we ranked 87th out of 100 for our nearest neighbors. Now, I'm a very competitive person.
Wow, so you're failing. That's a fail.
Well, National Fuel.
That's a fail.
I'm going to get this down to one. So I almost, the thought crossed my head, I'm just going to shut the heat off completely. I'm just going to shut the dang heat off. We're going to hit number one. I'm just going to shut it off completely. But then I thought to myself, you want to know what? I like my marriage. I'm going to keep it at 64. Because I'm going to get to be in that top percentage of most efficient houses in my area. So 644-9850. I'm just wondering if I'm crazy to set it at 64 to be the most energy efficient house on the block. Anna's on the phone. Good morning, Anna.
Morning.
What do you keep your thermostat at?
Normally 72.
Wow. That must be a pretty big bill.
In the house. My husband hates us.
See, 72, 64 has cooled me. Throw on a sweater. Some blankets.
No, see, in my house right now it's at 68, but when winter comes it's 72, and my balance billing's not that bad.
Mm-hmm. So I think I'm guessing here that I'm going to be in the odd percentile at 64. But I think why not just throw on a sweater, throw on a blanket, cuddle with your dog, and be the most energy efficient house on the block. I don't see what the problem is with that, other than my wife saying that I'm crazy and that she's going to keep the house warm, and she does not agree with me at all. Desiree, good morning.
Hi.
What do you keep your thermostat at?
I also keep my thermostat at 72.
That's pretty warm. Can I send my wife over to live with you in the tropics? Is that okay? Because we're keeping
it's
at 64.
It's actually not that warm. My fiance always turns it up to like 75, and I'm like, stop it. You're wasting heat.
Yeah, absolutely. Cuddle more. It's cuddling
for
season for a reason. That's what I don't understand. Thanks, Desiree. Carol's on the phone. Carol, good morning.
Good morning.
What do you keep your thermostat at?
68.
There we go. Getting closer to me.
Nope, 68 during when I'm home and 64 when I'm not.
I think that's where I'm going to, I might give my wife back a couple degrees and we might go to 68 and 64 when I'm not and when we're sleeping.
I'm one of the top ranked lowest gas users on my block.
That's what I want. See, Carol, you're a role model for me. I'm going to model my house after yours.
Okay, and you got to double up, make sure that you use, if you have a big washer, don't waste the hot water, like, take your water by using a bigger load. Do a lot of savings like that, too. And I cut my bill down almost to nothing.
You know you wash your darks in cold water, right?
We wash everything in cold water.
Okay.
The only thing I don't wash in cold water are my whites.
Yeah, you gotta wash your undies and darks. I gotta burn and kill everything off.
Thanks, Carol. On that note, Matt, I think, or Tiffany, who's this? Hi, Kiss.
Grace.
What do you keep your thermostat at?
We actually keep ours at 65.
See? That's what I'm talking about,
cold.
Grace.
That is cold.
And you just wear a sweater in the house, right?
It's actually pretty warm. I mean, I have the upstairs, so the heat rises for me. So I'm fine.
Oh, smart lady.
You're using the downstairs neighbor keeping their heat at 72 and just taking the benefits.
Yeah.
That's the way
smart
to do
lady.
It, Grace. Tiffany's on the phone. Tiffany, what do you keep your thermostat at?
I keep mine at 64, 65.
Mm-hmm. And are you one of the most energy efficient on your block?
I think I'm definitely energy efficient. You know what? I like to have snuggle up in blankets in the wintertime. I don't want to be too hot.
It's cuddling season.
I have a nice little blanket. It's cozy, exactly. Nice little blanket on the couch. Cozy, perfect just like that as well. And my bill stays efficient, which I like as well. So don't need to be sweating in the house. I agree with you.
Yeah, save some extra money so you can buy a nicer sweater. That's how I'm looking at this. Deanna, what do you keep your thermostat at?
I keep mine in the winter at 68 and 66 for the rest of the time.
Mm-hmm.
But I wanted to say something about your bill.
Yes.
My neighborhood got all them the same bills. And I swear every one of us was up in the 80s.
Huh, okay. So maybe they're just duping us.
Yeah.
So, well, they're actually trying to help you.
So I think they do it because they want everybody to be more energy conscious.
Yep.
But yeah, I don't think you need to really worry.
Okay, good to news. Well, I think it's not so much of a worry as it is me being competitive and wanting to be number one.
You're not going to be number one.
If you're keeping it at 64, it's going to be a little cold.
Okay, I'll take that into consideration.
66.
All right, we'll go up to 66.
Yeah.
I think we can do that. Jessica, you're going to give you the last word. What do you keep your thermostat at?
Hi.
Hi, Jessica. What do you keep your thermostat at?
I keep mine at 62, like my parents told me. Put a sweater on, put some socks on, put some pants on.
62. That's even my look. I was going down to 64. I was cold.
That's the way I was raised. My kids get mad at me sometimes, but I tell them to cover up if you're cold.
See, I hope my family's listening to me because I keep mine at 72. My family is spoiled. I like to walk around in shorts in the winter.
It's like you're living in South Beach out there. We use...